this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
A late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on the radio. I'm Troy Harmon, your host, here with Jennifer Thomas and Casey Smith. So stock market, let's talk about that for a minute. S&P 500 on the week, we're up. Anybody who said up last week, which I think was everybody who was on, was absolutely right. We're up 28 basis points, 0.28%. Consumer staples, the big winner, up 2.6%. Consumer discretionary is up as well, 1.2%. Do we have anything down? Yes, absolutely. We got energy.
Energy
is off over 4% in the week. Holy cow.
Yeah. Oil prices coming back a little bit on us. And
a little bit of overproduction, you think, in the Middle East?
That's what it seems to be the case here. And market didn't react too favorably to that for a few days, but then it bounced back and was able to finish positive. So
well, the big news this week has been tax reform, right?
It has. That's what's on everybody's mind. And I guess as of earlier today, the House of Representatives pushed through the tax bill that they had been trying to get passed here, so the market responding positively to that.
Yeah, up almost a percent. I think it's 0.8% in the day, given that new tax reform. A few things inside that tax reform are going to have to be worked out with the Senate. I think they're going to start putting that through the Finance Committee in the Senate and see if they can come to some sort of an agreement. Probably the biggest news out of the vote, there were 8 Republican congressmen and women who voted against the bill, and it was basically because it didn't do away, or it did do away, rather, with the state and local tax as a write-off. And to be honest with you, this is something that I've kind of struggled with over the last few weeks. Think about this. You've got people that won't vote for a federal tax cut because it also cuts their ability to write off state and local taxes, which means that the state then should take priority and be able to raise taxes to whatever level, just so that you know, the rest of the nation has to deal with higher taxes. To me, it seems like the tail wagging the dog.
Yeah, go ask your representatives from California and New York and
New Jersey. I think North Carolina, even some of those representatives voted against the bill, and basically because of the same thing. You can't write off those local taxes. And however you want to get it figured out, to me, it's not enough to hold up the whole process. In fact, I would say maybe you need to go check out folks in your local politics and see if maybe you can make some changes. I did hear a gentleman from New Jersey who was railing about the fact that they send a dollar to Washington and only get 80 cents back, and the local folks take care of everything that's needed around there. Well, are you pushing for an exemption of all federal tax then? Maybe you shouldn't have to pay it and just pay your local tax. It's just bizarre. I mean, this whole debate to me is it's in some ways unbelievable that, you know, folks would camp out on certain spots. Adding to that, I guess, you read the news these days and you get all kind of ideas as to what's right and what's wrong. I saw they were talking about 401ks being under the radar because supposedly the House had talked about the potential for reducing the write-off of some 401k contributions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read deeper into the story, of course, you have to read about 2 pages worth before you get there. It says that it's for those folks that are over 50 and make over $500,000 a year. So how big of an impact do you think that is going to have? I mean, it's not that's pretty much on the tail of the income range.
That's what I think a lot of this wrangling is over, the impact of a few, you know, a select few. Rather
and
than
the way it's getting reported, like I say, it's salacious. Well, people, I mean, that's scaremongering.
Yeah, they read, you know, it's just a snippet. And then, you know, it goes crazy that, oh, my gosh, they're going to take away your ability to invest in your 401k the way you have and get the tax benefits that you've received in the past. And, you know.
Yeah, it's not quite that way if you read the whole story. I guess they want you to have a knee-jerk reaction and call your senator or congressman immediately and insist that they do not have any sort of tax reform. But anyway. I guess we can get back to our numbers now that that I've led us that far astray. Year to date, S&P 500 is up almost 18%, 17.7%. Casey, can you tell me what that number says? Information technology is up what?
39.53%.
Holy cow!
Yeah, that's a that's a pretty nice run up there. And we talk about this a lot on the show, but at what point do you start to be concerned at all about a bubble forming in technology?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this, Casey, in rebuttal to that, you look at earnings growth in the third quarter, which is, we're almost finished, 470 of the 500 S&P 500 companies have reported earnings growth is up 24.4%. Mm-hmm. Now, you put any sort of a multiple on that, which we know there is a price to earnings multiple, and it doesn't look so far out of whack, right?
Yeah, no, it's... And that's the thing, what we've been telling clients is, you know, the market's hot. We've been, it's been, and we haven't really seen much of a decline at all since 2009.
Yeah.
And there was a little blip there in 2011 when the debt got downgraded, and there's been a few minor nicks and bumps along the way. But for the most part, we've been straight up since the last recession. And so the question, the million-dollar question becomes, when's it going to pull back again?
Yeah, we get that a lot, right?
Yeah, and then the answer is really, fundamentally, there's no reason for it to.
Right.
I mean, the earnings seem to be growing at a pace that supports the level of the prices in the market right now. We think it's a little bit overvalued. I think you said 30% or so last
time. Yeah, and it's still time. Still about right there.
So, you know.
Well, and what I think you're seeing is basically it's some things that are expected being built into the current price.
Yeah.
And part of that, I think, is tax reform.
So
think about this. We just got House passage of a tax bill.
Yeah.
And we saw less than 1% gain.
Right.
And we're talking about something that could affect the bottom line by a pretty significant amount. We're going from a corporate tax rate of 35% down to 20%.
Right.
If, in fact, it passes as currently proposed.
Which is something the Senate agrees with, by the way. So,
right. I mean, so let's face it, that would make more than a 0.8% impact on earnings, right?
Absolutely.
Unless it's already built in the price.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think when Trump got elected, you saw this. I mean, that was part of the the Trump bump or whatever you want to call it.
It's an anticipation of lesser regulation, lower tax. Right.
Tax reform, possibly health care reform, but the market didn't falter really when they were unable to get any of the health reform passed, healthcare reform. So
hadn't faltered a bit over any of that. We were up almost 5% after the election in 2016, and here we sit up almost 18% in 2017. And how much legislation has been passed so far? I mean, passed into law? Can you say none?
Yeah, effectively.
Right.
I mean, all the big stuff has been. You know, they've been pretty much at a stalemate on.
And we've had a few changes here and there.
The market is resilient, and the only response to that is its earnings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the
earnings
continue to be strong, and that gives support to the market. So.
Yeah, now we didn't say just how much earnings grew in the third quarter. Overall, I did say 24.4% in information technology, but the market overall, earnings growth, almost 7%, 6.97%.
Yeah,
we had 9.6% growth in second quarter and 15.5% in the first quarter of 2017. So pretty significant gains in earnings so far in 2017. It's justifiable, as you say, that you've been talking to clients about. I mean, you know, is it totally justifiable? Well, it feels weird that we would have the market fly as much as it has. But if we do see some more of this regulation I say some more. If we see regulation come to fruition, guess what? We're gonna have even more reason to believe the market is spot on.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.